Welcome to the Sports Marketing Machine Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. This is the podcast where I share strategies and tips to help develop marketing directors so that they can grow their fan base and sell more tickets. Before I dig in, if this is your first episode that you're listening to, welcome. Super excited to have you. If you have not yet, be sure to hit subscribe on your favorite listening platform. Let's dive in. Three metrics that marketing directors should provide within your proof of performances that help increase the value of the sponsorship for your corporate partners. So you see, us marketing directors, we see so much data. We're looking at ticketing data, email data, social media data, marketing data, ticketed sales data. We see data from a lot of different places. Some of the data that we see could be extremely valuable if we put it included inside of our proof of performances. This allows us to be able to articulate a specific story. The story is, when you're sharing your proof of performance with a sponsor, that their decision to spend however much money it was with you from a sponsorship was extremely a great value. They understand what they received with the money that they put in there. Oftentimes, teams will only put, hey, you received signage, and this is where your signage was located, and here's our attendance numbers, and here's our social media numbers, and here's kind of a little bit more about the ballpark and the team, and here's how we did. There's some other metrics that you can include that will absolutely 100% increase the value of the sponsorship and leave the sponsor, the corporate partner, feeling like, hey, I got a great value, and it may even turn into more money for next year when you renew them. So let's dig into three that I think would be absolutely important for you to include in your POPs as you start to work on them right now. All right, number one, metrics related to views and impressions. Let's start with just views. If you have rink signage or outfield wall signage or some sort of arena signage, you are more than likely going to put in your proof of performance information about your attendance and special number, special events and the numbers related to those and how often your video board was displayed during the game, if it's a rotating one, if it's static, how big it was and in locations, and probably some game shots you include in there, right? One metric that you should also include is views. This would include the total number of viewers for your streamed broadcast, or if you are regional or local television broadcast, put those numbers in there as well. So if you were on TV, your games were on TV, let's just say 5 games this year, I would include that. If your games were streamed and they were streamed online, maybe it was minor league baseball or hockey or even college athletics and they were all streamed online, I would include how often they were streamed online, how many games. So if you're in college athletics, you had volleyball and men's and women's basketball. Maybe you have men's and women's volleyball inside of your arena. I would include streaming numbers for all of the games, all of the sports together, and include that in there. So these total numbers of viewers for your stream broadcast, or if it was local television, you just have to ask the local TV provider what the numbers were. Oftentimes, once you get these numbers, you put it in there, it just increases the value. It's not going to be like, whoa, earth-shattering unless you were on ESPN, the tremendous amount, but that is a one metric. Just putting the total number of viewers who watched your games online or through an app or through their mobile phone is important for your local sponsors because it just increases the value. A lot of times in some of the POPs that I've looked at, teams just forget to put this in there, but it's a huge piece for sponsors because they want to know, beyond who are coming to the game, who else has seen my ad? That's what they're asking. The second metric that you should include is impressions. Most teams are going to post clips of highlights of game action, video clips, or even static graphic images on social media. And many times these posts will have a logo of a sponsor in the background and it's visible. So I want you to make sure when you're going through and you're grabbing these screenshots, you're grabbing the total number of views if it's a video or impressions if it's a graphic image because these screenshots are important in addition to what's showing up on your TV or the broadcast that's streamed online and the fans that are coming. it's now the social media. So you're hitting a few different platforms when you're showing the sponsorship of the value of the sponsorship off to the sponsor. So I want you to go back, include the total number of views if it's videos and impressions if it's graphic images that are posted on social media, and put those screenshots in there. So just that increases the additional exposure of the fans beyond the ballpark, beyond the arena, for all of the for your sponsors there. So even if you include three or five screenshots, it just shows the sponsor that you're very thorough in making sure that they understood the magnitude of their sponsorship. They understand that they're getting signage from within the ballpark or the arena. They're also knowing, hey, they're streaming, so you're getting some advertising beyond the what's inside the walls of the arena or the ballpark. And then you're also getting it on social media and it's showing up. So you want to include a lot of that information. You're probably going to share how your social media has grown. That's important. So I would include that as well. The third metric that you should include in your proof of performance is data about your fans. This is often an overlooked metric as it potentially puts the team in a peculiar spot with the sponsor or corporate partner. So what I mean by that, perhaps the sponsor is looking for more of an affluent fan base and yours may not be. So that might be a little bit hard when you show them and they say, you know what, this isn't the right fan base that we really want to attract, and it could actually cost you. But if you already did your homework and you know what the sponsor's looking for, this actually makes it easier for you to be able to put the information in there. Here's an example. Let's pretend you have a plumber that sponsored a plunger giveaway at a specific game, and they're looking to target specific zip codes because that's their service area. Thinking about the needs and wants of the sponsor, oftentimes it's impressions, which is awareness, sales, which could mean phone calls, leads, or even online sales, or they want to talk about their community involvement, what they want to be known for as they give back to the community. Knowing exactly where their interests lie provides you clarity on how to add some additional metrics or elements within your proof of performance. So, going back to that plumber who is doing a service area and he's got a plunger giveaway, you can say, hey, for your specific area, here's a percentage of our fans that live in this area that you service. You can show that off that says to them, hey, this is a great marketing opportunity for us. All right. If you're finding value with the content that I've been creating on this podcast, please share it with someone just like you, someone working in sports, trying to grow their fan base and get more fans to games. In this case, we're talking about increasing the value for your POPs, your proof of performances. At the end of each episode, I give you a plan of action, the main takeaways that you can immediately implement to grow your fan base and sell more tickets. Here we go. Number one, include views and impressions from streaming or live broadcasts, as well as social posts that have their logos prominently displayed. If you see a little tiny logo there and you can't really see it in the graphic image or the social post that's a video, I wouldn't include it, but I would absolutely 100% include the live broadcast data or the streaming data or the social posts that have their logo in the background and include the views or impressions with that as well. Takeaway number two, include relevant fan information based on the partnership. So if they're targeting a specific area or region, include information about that area or region. If they want to be known for being very active in the community, how could you articulate that in your POP? What else could you put in there? If they're trying to get more leads and sales, frequency is probably a big thing for them, so people know and hear their name more often. I want to make sure I include that in there so that they know. So an example would this be, so let's just say it's a glass company and they're sponsoring the foul balls at a baseball game. How many times did you make that announcement? How many foul balls roughly were hit outside of the ballpark so that they know, hey, During the game, we make the announcement three times. We had X amount of foul balls during the year. Here's typically how we did it. Here's what this looked like, so that they know that, hey, this sponsorship, this is what I got out of it. Instead of just saying, hey, we just made an announcement three times during the game about this specific promotion. We made three times during the game, but there was this many times during the year. And here's how many times in addition to this that we made mentions of it. Include as much information in there so that you can show your sponsor that you're extremely thorough. And that's the biggest takeaway. Make sure you're including the metrics to show that you're very thorough so that you're telling your partner a story. The story is that you have the audience that they're looking for at your game, and you're accomplishing whatever their goal is with the partnership. All right, if you've started your marketing planning or just need some assistance, let's say you're in the transition period, you're looking for a new marketing person, you're trying to put together some proof of performances or need some help looking at your marketing data to understand what exactly does this mean or gain a deeper understanding of who your fans are, I'm here to help you. Head over to sportsmarketingmachine.com and schedule a call. I help educate and develop marketing directors so that they can grow your fan base and sell more tickets. I was a marketing director in sports for 21 years, and I know exactly what you're going through, and I've helped teams just like yours create a clearer path. Until next time.